Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, August 29, 2019 is All Money is Legal. All Money is Legal, also known as A.M.I.L., All Money is Legal, is the debut studio album by American rapper A.M.I.L. It was released on August 29, 2000, through Rockefeller, Columbia, and Sony Music. Jay-Z, Damon Dash, and A.M.I.L. served as executive producers with a team of producers that included Just Blaze. Before the album's release, A.M.I.L. was best known for her feature on Jay-Z's 1998 single Can I Get A. She was one of several up-and-coming artists signed to Rockefeller, alongside Memphis Bleek and Beanie Siegel, who released an album in 2000. Although it was her only album on Rockefeller, A.M.I.L. had been closely associated with the label and its co-founder Jay-Z, earning the moniker First Lady of Rockefeller. A hip-hop album, the lyrics of All Money is Legal focus on wealth and, to a lesser degree, A.M.I.L.'s personal life. It was recorded between 1999 and 2000 at Playground Studios in Los Angeles and at The Cutting Room, The Hit Factory, and Quad Studios in New York City. Future spouses Jay-Z and Beyoncé met for the first time during these recording sessions. Although Jay-Z had written A.M.I.L.'s verses for their past collaborations, she wrote her own lyrics for all of the album's tracks. A.M.I.L. mostly raps throughout the album, but sings on some tracks. According to academic commentators and music critics, A.M.I.L. adopted the persona of a gold digger throughout the album. Reviews were mixed, the production and A.M.I.L.'s verses dividing critics. The album peaked at number 45 on the US Billboard 200 chart. Two singles, I Got That with vocals from Beyoncé and For Da Fam with verses from Memphis Bleek, Beanie Siegel, and Jay-Z, were released from the album and promoted with music videos. I Got That reached number 1 on the bubbling under R&B/hip-hop singles Billboard chart, and For Da Fam charted on the hot R&B/hip-hop songs. Shortly after the release of All Money is Legal, A.M.I.L. was dropped from the Rockefeller roster. Rumors circulated within the industry that her departure stemmed from personal conflict with Jay-Z. Years later, she publicly denied the rumors and said that she had left because she was unable to handle industry pressures and wanted to have more time to care for her child. Although her music career continued, A.M.I.L. did not sign to another major label and she dropped out of the commercial mainstream of hip-hop. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 051 UTC on Thursday, August 29, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for All Money is Legal. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.